If you were to step back in time to London, 1940, despite the fact you'd still be able to pick out the great familiar landmarks such as Buckingham Palace, St. Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey, wonderful green parks and open spaces, you'd also find a city, and for that matter, an entire nation under siege. This was the year that brought home to the people of Great Britain the real impact of a world at war, on this occasion for the second time in the 20th century. Even before war broke out, albeit only by 2 days, a blackout was imposed, which meant that as darkness fell, all the lights were quite literally blacked out. Street lamps were switched off, and all houses fitted with blackout curtains, and there were wardens to make sure not a chink of light appeared. The idea was to make life as difficult as possible for the German bombers to find a target in the dark. However, for the people of Britain, there were problems. Traffic accidents increased, as headlights were also blacked out. In fact, in the early stages of the war, more people were killed in accidents as a result of the blackout than were lost in enemy action. Country folk who had never had the luxury of street lighting fared much better than their town-dwelling counterparts. Towards the end of 1940, the blackout had little effect when it came to protecting the people of Britain and Londoners in particular. The Blitz was the term used for Adolf Hitler's bombing campaign, designed to break the morale of the British people and force them into submission. The attack was sustained night after night as people had to learn to live with the constant threat of death. As night fell, air raid sirens would sound as soon as the enemy aircraft were spotted, allowing people to take shelter. Many children had been evacuated from Britain's big cities to the safety of the countryside, but there were still some families who chose not to be split up. In London, thousands of folks sheltered in underground railway stations, where a spirit of camaraderie developed that even the constant bombing couldn't break. Each night, the skyline of London was illuminated by explosions and fires, and each morning people would emerge to survey the damage. There was no distinction between rich and poor for the bombers. Buckingham Palace was damaged just like the thousands of East End slum houses that were hit. Some found their homes and possessions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?